In 2016, the Kingman Police Department became the first in the state to equip its officers with Narcan. That's the brand name for the drug naloxone, which can save the life of someone overdosing on a narcotic. The goal was to help residents struggling with opioids. And since then, many more police departments across the state have also started carrying the drug. With me to talk more about this is Rusty Cooper. He's the deputy police chief for the Kingman Police Department. And let me first ask you what the impact has been in your community of your officers carrying Narcan.
Well, for sure, we definitely have more of an awareness in our community. We implemented our program in August of 2016, and we made some aggressive efforts to promote it amongst our community through social media, through the newspapers as well, kind of bragging on what we're doing with our officers, and we're very proud of our program. In conjunction with that, our police chief, Bob DeVries, is also very active with the local community group that's very active. It's made up of doctors, people in the healthcare, mental health profession, other professionals in the community to try to combat not only the opioid, but also the other drugs that are going on in our community. So it worked very well hand in hand with that group. So we've seen a noticeable improvement as far as community awareness. And then the following year, the governor implemented his state of emergency in regard to the opioid epidemic that's not just across our state, but across the nation.
Do you have a sense of how many times Kingman police officers have used Narcan in their day-to-day job?
We've used it only six, and I say only because I would have anticipated it to have been more. So we're not disappointed that it hasn't been more by any means. I just would have anticipated it being more. So I think there's a combination of public awareness. Narcan is now also available over the counter. When we started our program, it was prescription only, which made us putting the program in place a little more difficult than it is now, for example.
So you don't think it's necessarily there's less need for Narcan in your community? It says there are more places to get it than just police officers.
I believe that it's a combination of both. We're hoping that the need is less because we do know now that the pharmacies are more working in cooperation with each other, being aware of folks who perhaps have developed an opioid use disorder, the accidental addicts, as it were, because not everybody's doing it on purpose to get high. Some people become addicted. But that wasn't their intent. And I believe that has a lot to do with the overprescribing of pain medications. So doctors are now, as a result of the governor's declaration of emergency, and I believe it was 2017, are now only prescribing so many days of opioid pain medication as opposed to 2 weeks worth. They're only doing 7 days worth. That's just an example. And then the patient has to come back in. And that, in conjunction with the pharmacies, are working in tandem or cooperation with each other. There's a central database that they can determine if this person's obtaining opioids from another source. And so that's also helping with it as well.
What are you hearing from other first responders in your community in terms of firefighters, you know, ER doctors, people like that?
Nothing but positive. There was never a resistance to doing it. There was some initial question, some staff and some officers around the state as to why it's necessary for police officers to do this on top of everything else that they're expected to do as part of their day-to-day duties. But that was easily overcome for our officers when we presented to them and they realized that there was multiple times that we were at a location several minutes before the fire department or the ambulance would be able to show up. And if somebody was in an overdose situation, it makes perfect sense. If we had the ability and the training, we could administer Narcan. And that was at the time in 2016. Again, it was prescription only. Now it's easily accessible. And the way we deliver it is through the nasal spray. And it's easy. It's just a nasal spray. So there's no injections involved. It's very simple. We just train our officers on the signs and the symptoms to recognize someone that's in an overdose situation. And it just made perfect sense. And it's our obligation to give these people every opportunity to make a better choice in the future.
Would you anticipate going forward that you will continue to have to use Narcan less and less?
That would be my hope. That's our hope, Mark, is that would be the case, that as we become more educated about the negative impacts of opioids, just as a society in general, we'd be more careful about it. But only time will tell. So we will continue to train our officers and be equipped to respond to any overdose situation. But we haven't had as many this last year as we did the first year, and we're thankful for that. But we are always, at this point, we're not going to change our program.
Well, have you seen signs that the opioid epidemic in Kingman or maybe even Mojave County more broadly is abating any, or do you think it's as bad as it has been over the past few years?
Just my feeling, and I don't have the statistics to back it up, but my feeling, just based on what I'm hearing, is that it is not as prevalent as it was. And I'm basing that on our calls for service, as far as my officers responding to incidents of overdose. I know a lot of people that have developed an opioid use disorder. Some of them transitioned to the use of heroin. And we are still seeing significant incidents involving heroin use. So that hasn't lowered at all.
All right. That's Rusty Cooper. He's the deputy police chief with the Kingman Police Department. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.